Hey, 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 this is Cammy Pentecost Dempsey, and I want to welcome you back to another episode of What Leaders Do. I am so excited for today's episode because this is something people ask me about all the time. They're always wondering, what is your secret to success? Well, I don't know that there's only one secret, but I do believe it's very difficult to be successful in anything without getting comfortable with being uncomfortable on a regular basis. Now, let me tell you what I mean by this. We truly have to stretch ourselves outside of our comfort zone on a regular basis. If we really want to get results, we have to be willing to do things that we've never done. That's the only way we're going to get things we've never had. So, I don't know about you, but when I started my business, it was the first time I had ever done anything like this. As a matter of fact, the only thing I ever wanted to do for my whole life was be a teacher and a coach. I had no sales experience. I had never sold anything unless you counted being a Girl Scout and selling Girl Scout cookies or the occasional lemonade stand while my parents were having a garage sale. Prior to starting my business, I never woke up thinking about how I was going to be an entrepreneur. As a matter of fact, the only thing I could ever see myself doing was teaching and coaching. And every summer when my dad would get out of school, he'd bring home his extra school supplies and I would make all the neighborhood kids, including my brother and sister, play school down in our old Michigan basement. I cannot believe they actually showed up every day to play. I've been able to apply a lot of my teaching skills that I learned as a teacher and a coach to the business. There's been a lot of skills I've had to learn along the way as well. I knew one thing, that if I wanted something different, I was going to have to do something different. And I knew I couldn't go back to teaching. As a matter of fact, I remember holding Landon, my son, my oldest son, in my hands right after he was born. And I looked into his eyes and I thought, how am I going to go back to school and raise everybody else's kids while somebody was home raising mine, seeing his first, experiencing his giggles? I knew that I had to do something different. And quite honestly, I didn't know what that was going to be. So when I was introduced to this industry, as scary as it felt to go into sales, as they would call it, I knew that if I wanted to be home with my son Landon, I was going to have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. You know what I learned? When I joined this industry, it wasn't really about sales. It was about sharing something that I loved, sharing something I was passionate about, something I was using. And why not share it with people I cared about? So it was very quickly I realized it wasn't going to be as uncomfortable as I realized. However, one of the reasons I've been able to succeed so well in this business is because I was willing to get uncomfortable and try new things. I find that some people get so caught up in their fears and they think that if they're scared, you know, that they're scared to do something, it's probably not something they should be doing. I want to challenge that thinking. I want people to think opposite of that completely. Instead of pushing our fears away or hiding them, what if we faced them head on and used fear as a compass to drive our decisions? You can look at fear in one of two ways. You can look at fear as face your fears and run, or you can face your fears and rise up. I have always said, when you feel the fear, do it anyway. And it's always worked out for me. So I'm an advocate for facing your fears and rising up to the occasion. How many times is the thing you're most afraid to do the thing that is the most right thing to do? Do you know what I'm saying? It's like you feel that feeling of fear and it's almost like you immediately know, uh-oh, I'm really supposed to do that. And as scary as it might feel, it will be worth it every time. I can promise you that. Let me tell you a story that I really believe God continues to remind me of this to help me have the faith to push through that fear. When you think about facing your fears and rising up, it's this story that helps me to do that each and every time. I remember my senior year of high school, I had to take this advanced English class. It was an AP English class, and it was with an older lady in school. And actually, she was tough and she was known to be tough. But you know what? I learned more in that class than probably my whole English career prior to that. And you know, it's interesting because while the work was hard, while I had to dig deep and study a lot, I left that class feeling so accomplished, so proud of myself, and so thankful that I had that opportunity to see what I was capable of. And as I've been a part of this business, the same has been true. I mean, I got involved in a health and wellness company. So how does a math teacher teach people about products? It scared me completely. But what I decided to do was start using the products, sharing my own experience, listening to the testimonies of others and sharing their experiences. And before I knew it, my fear of talking about the products subsided. There are so many things from giving presentations to being a keynote speaker for the first time, running a leadership Zoom amongst my peers. So many things that I've done along the way that have really caused me to be uncomfortable, quite frankly. But I've also always known that the true mark of a leader is I can't ask my team to do things that I am not willing to do. So even, you know, being at the trade show or the expo and having the booth and being terrified to walk up to that stranger and share what I had. Again, I had to get comfortable with being uncomfortable in order to get my business to grow. How about when Facebook started Facebook Lives, going live, having people comment right on your thread? Now that was scary, but it didn't kill me. I was alive after it. How about following up with customers using the product? How about following up with people that had shown interest in your business or people that were using the products? I'm telling you, every time I've done these things that made me uncomfortable, I got stronger, my confidence grew, and my perspective changed, and it changed the face of my business. You know, anxiety and excitement are often two sides of the same coin. Both emotions make you feel as if some kind of uncertainty is ahead. It's like wanting to ask someone out on a date or apply for college. Doing something that makes you nervous and fearful about the possible rejection. Or you could get excited about the opportunity that lies ahead of you. The what if it works, not what if it doesn't. You know, it really is about changing your perspective. I'll never forget some of my first parties, some of those first presentations. The good news is I'll never be that bad again. You only get better. So every time you take that step of faith, you take that step of courage to do something that makes you uncomfortable, you're gonna get more comfortable each and every time. So, one of the things that I like about facing my fears is when I look at it as I'm gonna learn something. While it may not be perfect, I'm going to learn something new. And that always drives me to try that new thing that might give me lots of anxiety and help change my perspective to do the right thing. I can tell you that saying yes to new things and stretching yourself regularly is one of the greatest ways to grow as both a leader and a person. I'm realizing I'm applying it to every area of my life, in parenting, in friendships, gosh, everything. So now I want to ask you something that I often ask my team. When is the last time you did something for the first time? Stop and think about this for a minute. When is the last time you did something for the first time? It doesn't have to be in your business. It can be outside of business. It's just flexing that muscle of stretching yourself and getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. If you can't remember the last time you did something for the first time, it's time to do something new and get outside your comfort zone. I know it won't be easy, but I can promise you it will be worth it. You won't know if you don't try. What if you actually gave yourself permission to make mistakes, gave yourself permission to fail? Gosh, what if you lived in the world of dreams and not drama, and you made a decision that, gosh, if there was something that I wanted to do and I knew I couldn't fail, what would it be? Think about that. Journal about that for a minute. Get off this podcast and ask yourself, if I knew I couldn't fail, what would I try? That's when you have to make that choice to live in the world of dreams and not drama. It really is your choice. I can promise you this, you will never regret trying something. You'll only regret what you didn't try. You know that old saying, it's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. That's what I'm talking about. How will you know if you don't try? And I promise you this, your real friends, they're going to encourage you to stretch yourself, to go outside your comfort zone, to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. They may laugh and enjoy what's happening, but at the end of the day, they're your friends. They're going to stay your friends. And if they're not, you better find some new friends. So I want you today, your homework assignment getting off this podcast is to do something this week that you are doing for the very first time. If it's in business, great. If it's not in business, that's okay too, because what it's going to do is it's going to transcend all areas of your life. The more you get comfortable with being uncomfortable, the faster your life is going to change and it's going to change for the better. Now, here's what I know. As much as I want you to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, I'm not telling you to not work out of your strengths. I'm just telling you to stretch yourself beyond the capacity you believe you have. And when you do that, the sky is the limit. I can promise you that. So I just want to thank you again for listening to another podcast of What Leaders Do. If you are loving our podcast, please take a minute and subscribe and leave a quick review on iTunes. Until the next time, I want you to get out there and do what leaders do, and that is to be legendary.